So as in non-squamous, the issue comes up of what about the patient with a high PD-L1 level? Maybe they don't have that aggressive a tumor, maybe they're older, and the possibility of pembrolizumab alone.
Yeah, well, this is obviously the big question right now because the plenary session at ASCO, a pivotal publication, which is called KEYNOTE-042, looked at pembrolizumab versus chemotherapy, platinum doublet chemotherapy, in both squamous and non-squamous lung cancer, and you had to have only 1% PD-L1 expression, not 50% or higher. So if you remember KEYNOTE-024, which was the pivotal pembro alone versus chemo, same design, but in this case, 50% or higher expression, remarkable benefit, a new standard of care. Now the bar has been lowered for 1% or higher. So the study met its endpoint. It met its endpoint for overall survival. And I think because of that, it will get approved. But what was troubling about the data is that when you look at the subsets, those patients who have lower expression of PD-L1, so the 1% to 49% group, there's crossover in the early period where patients who actually got chemotherapy seem to do better for progression-free survival. We haven't seen the overall survival in that group, but progression-free survival than the group that got pembrolizumab alone.